Welcome to today's edition of the My Ag Life Daily News Report. I'm your host, Lori Boyer. In addition to feature reports, I'll bring you a look at regional and national agricultural news. And the show starts with a look at California agricultural news. California Star Ruby grapefruit season has arrived, and Sunkist is excited to announce a national display contest running through July, according to the company. This initiative is geared towards retailers to help boost the grapefruit category by promoting its flavors and vital nutrients that enhance overall well-being. Citrus is an important part of the consumer's shopping basket right now, as Circana shows that citrus volume is up 6% midway through April, outpacing total produce at 1% and total fruit at 1% compared to the same time last year. To build on this momentum heading into the late spring and summer months, Sunkist has launched a grapefruit-specific study seeking insight into shoppers' overall perception of the variety and the determining factors to making a purchase at the store level. California Star Ruby grapefruits emerge onto the scene in spring and last through summer. The new Sunkist Commission study revealed most shoppers are purchasing grapefruit for its health benefits, followed by taste, and that breakfast and snacking are the most common usages for consumption. These insights can help retailers better position health-focused breakfast options for grapefruit and introduce new ways to incorporate grapefruit into everyday life for shoppers, according to the company. According to the USDA National Agricultural Statistics Service's 2023 California Almond Nursery Sales Report, there were at least 4.02 million almond trees sold by California nurseries since June 1st of 2022. Trees per acre of new plantings from 2019 to 2023 were used to calculate average trees per acre of 130. This results in approximately 31,000 acres of almonds planted from June of 2022 through May of 2023. About 55% of the total trees sold, or 17,000 acres, were for new almond orchard acres, and 35%, or 11,000 acres, replaced existing almond orchards. The remaining trees sold replaced trees within existing almond orchards. Revel Greens is planning to repurpose its California greenhouse as part of a consolidation and rebalancing of greenhouse operations across its advanced greenhouses in Minnesota, Texas, California, and Georgia. These moves are part of the company's long-term strategy to concentrate on its growth markets through sustainable unit economics and operational efficiency. Revel Greens' Tehachapi, California facility has played a pivotal role in accelerating the company's expansion into southern and midwestern regions. The company is announcing plans to transition the California facility and optimize its production area at the company's flagship facility in Texas. Revel Greens' greenhouse in Texas covers 20 acres and will consolidate the baby leaf production and add additional capacity to its head lettuce production to support the strong customer base that the California facility has built. California will continue its head program throughout this transition. These transitions maximize the company's production capacity with a focus on cost competitiveness in a dynamic market, according to the company. The Almond Alliance recognized an exceptional business and individual as its 2023 to 2024 Members of the Year. Flory Industries has been an integral part of Central California agriculture since 1936 and has been selected as the Associate Member of the Year. Flory Industries' expertise and support of almond industry advocacy have reinforced the company's position as an essential contributor to the industry's growth and success. Flory Industries' deep roots in Central California agriculture and their commitment to innovation have made them a vital partner in the almond industry, according to Aubrey Betancourt. According to Aubrey Betancourt, outgoing president and CEO of the Almond Alliance, she says their increased activity within the Almond Alliance has amplified advocacy efforts and strengthened the industry's voice. In recognition of his contributions to the almond industry and the alliance, Steve Kortoff was awarded the Member of the Year. Grower, processor, and handler Kortoff marks the second generation at Purity Organics and has completed his second term as Secretary of the Almond Alliance. Through his dedication and strong moral character, he has contributed calm wisdom to the Executive Committee, the Board of Directors, the Grower Committee, and the greater almond industry, according to the alliance. According to the California Avocado Commission, the state is expected to produce 208 million pounds in a 2024 season, compared to 237 million pounds produced in 2023. If realized, the avocado harvest in California in 2024 would be the smallest since November through October of the 2008 to 2009 marketing year and the second smallest since the late 1970s. The decline in production is attributed primarily to substantial rainfall experienced during an El Nino year, which slightly postponed the season's commencement. After all this rain, what is needed is warm days to help the avocados on the trees grow and for the set the following year, according to Terry Splain, Vice President of Marketing for the California Avocado Commission. Haas avocados are anticipated to comprise 196 million pounds, or 94% of California's total avocado production in 2023. Haas avocados are anticipated to comprise 196 million pounds, or 94% of California's total avocado production in 2024. The remainder will be accounted for by Lam, Gem, and other varieties. California is responsible for the production of around 90% of all avocados produced in the United States annually. The majority of avocado production in California is concentrated in southern counties. According to the 2022 Census of Agriculture, avocado-bearing acreage in California was recorded at 45,970, the smallest figure since the mid-1970s. Ventura and Santa Barbara, the top producing coastal counties in California north of Los Angeles, increased avocado cultivation by nearly 4,000 acres between 2012 and 2022, while San Diego County reduced its avocado cultivation by 6,919 acres. High water costs and urbanization are two elements that have contributed to the deterioration in San Diego County. 2023 set a record for import volume. The United States imported a record 2.78 billion pounds of fresh avocados in 2023, with Mexico, the leading producer, supplying 89% of the volume. A total of 133.7 million pounds of Haas-like organic avocados and 2.56 billion pounds of conventional avocados constituted 97% of the overall volume of fresh avocados. Non-Haas avocados comprised an estimated 3% of the total volume of fresh avocado imports, with the Dominican Republic being the primary supplier.
By partnering with JCS Marketing Incorporated, your company can achieve 3.5 million impressions to growers, consultants, and industry professionals annually. Our comprehensive media suite, which includes prestigious publications as well as dynamic websites, targeted emails, engaging podcasts, and premier trade shows, provides a strategic platform for targeting key decision makers. This approach can amplify your company's visibility to a specific audience and fosters meaningful connections, positioning your brand at the forefront of the agricultural community. Don't wait for success to come to you. Call our office today at 559-352-4456. That's 559-352-4456. Automatic pump overs, which provide consistent and even distribution of juice over the grape cap during the blending of a wine, have existed in the wine industry for over a decade, but it wasn't until more recently that California wineries started to adopt more of the technology. With labor in the California wine industry and the ag industry as a whole becoming harder and harder to come by, and the cost of automatic pump overs coming down, and the fact that traditional pump overs are extremely labor-intensive, the shift makes sense. Chris Price with Crush Fabrication, which makes and sells automatic pump overs, explained key differences between this technology and the traditional method.
Traditionally speaking, when you do a pump over, you have to tie up one of your people and bring a pump on a cart with bulky hoses, connect it to the tank, risk spreading bacteria, risk pumping the wrong wine, as well as, you know, occupying one of your labor or one of your members of your team for hours on end. When you automate the tank, you can do it from your phone. So you can actually do it from your computer. You can schedule these pump over events weeks in advance. It takes the human error out of the equation. It takes the risk of spreading any kind of bacteria, and it saves money, saves time, saves water. With the last few years, we've had a couple of significant events that have made it harder to find labor too. So we've had the wildfires in California, we've had COVID-19, which was kind of a big deal, and we've had a labor shortage in general. People weren't wanting to get back out there in the workforce, so having a way to automate that was a huge help for some of these wineries.
One barrier to entry for automatic pump overs has been the egregious expense that couldn't be afforded unless by a larger production winery. Since then, cost of automatic pump overs has gone down, making them more accessible to even smaller wineries.
We have found ways to decrease the cost for the customer, and so that smaller wineries are able to purchase an automatic pump over system, and in turn, they're the ones that really need it when you don't have the help You know, these bigger wineries typically have deeper pockets. They can afford to hire 30 interns, where some of these smaller wineries, you know, it's just a husband and wife team or a couple of people running an entire cellar. Those are the people that that can afford it now. In doing so, we've also had new ways we can monitor bricks. So we can actually check the density of the fruit in real time. We can check flows, and basically you can see when a tank is done fermenting. In your automatic pump over system, you can spread out your pump overs longer periods of time, which extracts the fruit differently. You can do oxygen integration, so you can add oxygen during a pump over. It's a closed system, so you know, no risk of anything getting in. And
the increased efficiency of automatic pump overs is one of the most recognized benefits of this technology by wineries today. Essentially, everything is automated in the process, but jobs can still be created to manage and monitor these pump overs.
When you do a standard pump over, if you want to do a pump over every 2 hours or 3 hours, you figure you're going to have a guy do that. When you have 30 tanks in your winery, if every tank is going to get a 15-minute pump over every 2 hours, you can do the math. You're going to have a night shift. You're going to have a lot of people doing that. So in the last 3 years, with COVID-19, people working from home, wineries shutting down, wildfires happening, we've had no access to wineries because of evacuations. When you're an automatic pump over system owner, you are able to operate that system remotely. One of our customers was able to operate their pump overs from their house because they were evacuated from the winery, which meant they saved their wine, which during a wildfire, you know, it's kind of a big deal. Not only that, COVID-19, a lot of the foreign interns couldn't make it into the United States. And, you know, they come over here to learn Napa winemaking or wherever they go. And unfortunately, if they can't come over here, interns aren't around. You know, you need that labor. You need people to help. And so when you have an automatic pump over system, you know, not only can you still hire people, but they're doing more useful things. So it's just the last few years I've seen a humongous increase in automation, and I imagine that any new winery being built is going to want to automate. Not only is your ROI quicker, but you know you're able to see it. And if you make one mistake in a pump over, let's say you pump one tank into a different tank, well, wine is expensive. If that's a $100,000 mistake, that could have paid for your entire pump over system for your entire winery. You know, so you look at it from that regard too, but labor's getting expensive. I know that I personally know a couple of wineries in Napa were paying up to, you know, $25 an hour for interns, and they couldn't find them. So if you figure $25 an hour plus overtime, you know, that return on your investment is going to happen very quickly.
You're listening to My Ag Life. I'm Taylor Jahlstrom. Early registration for the 2024 Crop Consultant Conference, hosted by Progressive Crop Consultant Magazine and Western Region Certified Crop Advisors, is now open. The popular event for certified crop advisors, pest control advisors, grower applicators, and industry professionals is the mainstay for all continuing education needs this year and will take place on September 25th and 26th at the Visalia Convention Center. Visit myaglife.com/events for the early discounted rate of $275 per person, which includes the live conference, a trade show with 70-plus exhibits, first-class dining, entertainment, and a mixer. We'll see you there.
The National Milk Producers Federation is supporting USDA orders on lactating cows be tested before they move across state lines. Since a virus was first discovered in cows, H5N1 in dairy cattle has been primarily an animal health concern, according to Greg Dowd, president and CEO of National Milk. He says the USDA announcement and actions underscore that concern and focus on the well-being of animals and those who care for them. USDA, FDA, and scientific research have established what accumulated science has indicated all along: the consumer milk supply is safe. Pasteurization renders the H5N1 virus, like other viruses, inactive, an important reminder for consumers of its value as a basic safeguard for human health, according to Dowd. Food price inflation this year could be the smallest in several years. USDA Ag News reporter Gary Crawford.
In 2022, grocery store food prices went up a lot, by about 11.5%. Last year saw prices go up by a still historically large 5%. However, food shoppers could get a break this year. The Agriculture Department's new forecast for this year is for a food price hike of only 1.2%.
That would be the lowest percent change since 2019.
USDA economist Megan Schweitzer had been forecasting a 1.6% food price hike, but during March, food prices did not go up at all.
And so that is part of what's contributing to our annual forecast being adjusted down.
That, plus low inflation rates for other things that affect food prices, things like energy. And also, of course,
prices for unprocessed agricultural commodities have just begun increasing again, but they had declined for a year and a half before that. And they're still down about 20%.
Down 20% from their peak 2 years ago. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
A U.S. senator agrees with a news report that federal agencies aren't sharing avian flu tests from dairy cows fast enough, which could allow further spread of the disease in cows and possibly to humans. Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley says in response to a Washington Post story critical of bird flu testing in cows and sharing of results that mandating more testing of millions of cows would be hard. But as for faster sharing of results among USDA, FDA, and the Centers for Disease Control and with the public, he says,
with the testing and when you have it and that sharing not going on now, I think we ought to be very aggressive making sure that all information
gets shared quickly, something Grassley says experts agree on.
I talked to people at Iowa State University College of Veterinary Medicine on this point when this was first discovered in dairy cattle. And at that point, the laboratories still didn't know all they needed to know about avian flu in cattle, but what they know or don't know, at least what we do know, it ought to be mandatory for sharing worldwide.
The question now is whether or not to take government action, or is this just a natural application of science protocol, or is this just a natural application of science protocol? Rabobank has released its North American Agribusiness Review, a bi-monthly analysis of market conditions and trends across North American agriculture. Among the highlights, the report says American consumers have proven far more resilient than expected, and they continue analyzing the drivers behind evolving consumption patterns. Grocery sales have started to recover as food inflation has slowed. The upstream market expectations are mixed, with continued weakness in some sectors and expected recoveries in other, according to Rabo Research Head Roland Fumasi. For example, in the beef sector, Rabobank says in early 2024, U.S. beef imports will expand while exports shrink. However, U.S. beef and cattle demand posted early highs this year. In corn, the industry consensus is that farmers will find a way to get planted corn acres up to 91 million as most planting conditions have been favorable. Headwinds against soybeans include higher interest rates and a stronger dollar, which appreciated against several currencies. Since 1995, the National Association of Conservation Districts has been hosting Stewardship Week, one of the largest conservation-related observances encouraging Americans to focus on conservation. NACD President-elect Gary Blair.
This year's theme, May the Forest Be With You. Over the years, we kind of highlight different areas of conservation, and this year is forestry and forestry across our nation. And I know that's a big part of a lot of the part of the country is forestry and the roles of forest, from oxygen production to carbon storage to habitat and biodiversity, natural health, watersheds, and protecting our soil and water across our nation.
Stewardship Week runs now through May 5th. NACD is hosting a number of field days and has several educational materials available.
You can reach out to your local soil and water conservation district. You can also find free materials on our website, nacdnet.org, and follow us on various social media at NACD Conserve.
National Association of Conservation Districts President-elect Gary Blair. According to the recently released Census of Agriculture, 69,452 farms reported the harvest of vegetables, including melons and potatoes, excluding mushrooms and dry pulses, in 2022, a 6.5% decrease from the 2017 census. Area harvested declined 1.4% to 4.3 million acres, with only 39% of the total in crops destined for processing, which includes canning, freezing, and dehydration. Despite the drop in total vegetable farms and processing farm acres from 2017, 2017 to 2022, real inflation-adjusted sales of vegetables, including seeds and transplants per operation, increased by 82%, from about $280,000 to over $500,000. Real sales per operation increased steadily since the 2002 census.
JCS Marketing is your number one way to connect with the ag industry. Through print magazines, digital media, podcasts, and live and virtual events, JCS Marketing has the reach to inform, educate, and influence growers in the Western United States.
Everywhere you go, you see West Coast Nut Magazine on every one of my customers' tables. So that tells you everything. It's there, so they're reading it.
Our My Ag Life platform includes podcast interviews and digital articles for busy professionals on the go. Our live events, continuing education webinars, and virtual conferences help growers connect with leading researchers and industry leaders. Let JCS Marketing help you connect.
That will wrap up today's show. You've been listening to the My Ag Life Daily News Report. I'm Lori Boyer. From all of us here at the JCS Marketing team, thank you for listening.